Tony Sad Productions.
Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard.
I'm all off in this group. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
And when you go hard for the truth, you better watch your back for haters. Cause they'll sneak right behind you and look like an actual neighbor. When you got your mind on right, it seems like every day's a doomsday. Last week I found out my enemies, my roommate, don't care about what you say. Put the phone on last Tuesday, riding all through the night like I never seen a new day. If you do it better, do it right. Don't be worried about what some fools say. Don't be worried about what some fools say. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard.
I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, March the 13th of 2015, and the time, p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time as willing explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. So today, my sister, I have another important topic. We want to be delving into the opposite subject of what we talked about yesterday. So yesterday we talked about ether, which is the fabric of the universe. Some people call it dark matter. Some people call it thinking stuff. Some people call it the vacuum. Science has many different ways of describing space. So space is that when you look out into the void, when you look out into this darkness and you see nothingness, that is ether. Now, we talked about what is called lumiference, which basically the word lumen or the word Lucifer, and ference, which means bearer. And now, all of the ether, based upon science, that's what it's made of. Now, as science progresses, it changes names, but the basic essence of it is this luminescence or this lumiference ether. Now, tonight we're talking about the celestial ether. So there's two supporting systems, like there's two salvation systems, like there's two Christ. So there's salvation through knowledge or light. There is also salvation through Christ or life. So you can have light or you can have life. And so tonight we're breaking down the difference between the two types of ether. We talked about yesterday the fear-based ether. Tonight we're talking about faith-based ether. Now we can get all technical, we can get all scientific, and we can get all into a lot of esoteric information, but we want to keep it very faith-based tonight. There is the chief chemist or biological engineer that uses faith to change vibration. Now, there is the anti-engineer that uses vibration to change faith. Now, that is a mouthful, but hopefully you can understand what that means. Either you live your life by faith or you live your life by fear. either you're living your life based upon what they call paranoia, you're paranoid, fear, or metanoia, you're calm, or faith. So the type of system that you live in is the result of your thinking. So your thoughts manipulate faith, or your faith manipulates thoughts. Let me say it again. Very important. Your thoughts manipulate faith, or your faith manipulates thoughts. So faith, again, changes the vibration, or vibration changes faith. The Bible says, be still and know that I am God. If something vibrates as an illusion, if it's still, it is real. So it's very easy to understand the difference between the two types of ether. Everything in this uni, one, verse, song, frequency, wave, or vibration moves. Now, the faster something moves, it disappears from our visual sight. So my question to you is, your five senses allow you to interact on this dimension. So what are you if I was to remove your five senses? Whatever the answer to that question is, that is how you relate to God. So most people use their five senses to relate to God. That's not ether. That's vibration. That is the manipulation of ether. Instead of allowing ether to manipulate vibration, vibration is manipulating ether. In other words, instead of allowing your faith to override your fear is overriding your faith. Now, faith is what I call good or God ether. Let me say that again. The Bible says it says the exact same thing. Now, we've got a little crux. We've got a little problem. We've got a paradox. We got something that we have to under, over, and understand, that when you get to the higher levels, this is what they are going to present you with. So you might as well know the answer to that question now, or start praying about it or thinking about, how am I going to answer this question? When you get to the higher levels, the reason that the Luciferians are so confident, because they believe, they know that Lucifer plays both sides of the fence. Now, every major war, if you know anything about combat, if you know anything about military strategy, if you've read The Art of War, if you read any kind of book or been to any kind of class that deals with warfare, you always play both sides of the fence. So regardless of which side wins, you win. So if I'm betting on the Super Bowl, the two teams that are playing to the Super Bowl, I put money on both teams. So no matter which team wins, I win. That's what they understand. Now, whether that is true or not, that's between you and your God to understand. Now, I have come to my conclusion. That's what's in these 10 books. People ask me, I was talking with a good friend today, and he was saying, well, brother, you know, you got these books, man, they're $499 each. Man, that's $500 a pop. That's a lot of money. Why? What's in these books that I need? The thing that's in these books, brothers and sisters, that you need is the answer to every question that you have. So what I've tried to do is I tried to ask the Father of Lights for the last 20 years every question that nobody else asked. You know, the difference between me and most people is that most people are afraid to ask God questions. I find that interesting because the Bible says that God has not given us a spirit of fear. So let me ask you a question. Since you are afraid to do certain things in your life because certain things are going to happen to you. See, I'm not motivated by fear. I'm motivated by faith. And so if you are afraid, by definition, you are oscillating in a Luciferian system. Many people do things out of fear, not out of faith. So you're doing things to avoid punishment instead of doing things to gain praise. Lucifer is one, the true father of lights, which we're talking about tonight. Tonight we're talking about father of God or the father of ether. We're talking about the father of lights. So God is a light, and he has lesser lights. The lesser lights is what we call the constellation, what we call the stars. Now, we believe those are gods. We pray to them. Our months are named after them. Our children is named after them. Most major corporations, our streets, our government, everything is made after the stars. Well, unfortunately, the stars got a god. So instead of praying to the demigods of the lower lights, I just usurped them and I went to the higher lights. So let me ask you a question again. What are you afraid of, brother? What are you afraid of, sister? Why are you afraid to go before the Father and ask him challenging questions about his system? Now, if God created this system, I'm sure he can answer any question that I have about this system. Now, everybody communicates with the Father differently. Now, I have my way of communicating with him. Hopefully, you have your system or your way of communicating with the Father. So what does that mean when we're talking about the true, authentic gospel? Is when you get to the higher levels, this is what they're going to tell you. So I might as well tell you tonight. And I explain this inside of my book, The Twin Flames. Inside of my book, The Hidden Ontological Makeup of Mankind. Inside of my book, The Reptilian Soul Form. Inside of my book, The True Divine Plan. These are a few of the 10 books that you must get a copy of. Now, they will tell you that Lucifer is on both sides of the fence. That's why they're confident and they're arrogant and they are speeding up the destruction of this earth so that way the true Messiah can come, because they don't believe Yahushua is the Messiah. They are still waiting for him. Ask any Orthodox Jew, do they believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah? They will tell you no. The Jewish Talmud, all of your ancient texts came from these gentlemen who don't believe in your Messiah. So why are you serving or reading a book that they wrote and they don't believe in your God? I'm just asking a question. This is the question I asked the Father. So you do know what Hebrew, the Hebrew language is, right? It's Judaism. It comes from Judah, Jews. Now, Yahushua himself said that the birds, they know their seasons. But my own people don't know me. That's what it says in Jeremiah 8:8. When we started, and I've discussed this many, many times, Jeremiah 16:19. So God said that his own people are stiff-necked, hard-headed people. They don't know him. They don't trust him. They don't know his statutes or his laws. And so they wrote a book about him, and they don't know him. Now, as I've asked and I've challenged, and I will challenge you with the same thing that I challenge every listener. Don't believe a word that I'm saying. Go to dictionary.com. Go to blueletterbible.org. Go to Bible Gateway. Go to eSword, any concordance, Bible lexicon, strong concordance. Look at the definition of the word Lord, God, Adonai, El Shaddai, Elohim, El, any reference to any deity in the Old Testament. Look it up in strong concordance and see what the name of that God is. I challenge any listener listening to the night show. Now, when you get to my level of understanding, and you may surpass me, I'm just using this as there's some people listening, you guys who know way more than me. So you already know where I'm going with this. So if somebody comes to you and they tell you, yeah, the God that you serve is the same God that we serve, what's the answer? What do you have to tell them? What's your proof that you serve the true, incomprehensible, infathomable, unknown God who is the Father of light? So how do you know a God that's unknown? The Bible says he's unknown. The Bible says you can't know the Father. You can know the Son, but you can't know the Father. The only way you get to the Father is through the Son. But they took out the Son and they gave you a counterfeit Son. They know that, but do you know it? So you got the Son, but the Son you praying to, his name is Titus. The Father's name is Vespasian. Now, you may or may not know that, because if you've done the research, then you already understand. You know where I'm going. Based upon history, based upon science, based upon bioluminescence, based upon the Luciferian ether. So this whole system, that's what the Bible says. We talked about it yesterday. This whole cosmos is an unauthorized production. But the Father says it's okay. I'm going to give you 7 days to go on with this cray-crayness. That's what the Father told him. He said, you got 7 days. Now, we know 1 day is of 1,000 years. 1,000 years, that's 1 day. So what happened to the people who came and went during this seven-year period? And they had a counterfeit reality, a counterfeit conversion. They have salvation through knowledge or light. It's ill, meaning sick, luminate, meaning light, the Illuminati. So they present to you two lights, the twin flames. Both of them are ill. How do you find the real one? That's not ill. That's what we're discussing tonight. So if you look in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 3, it drops the gauntlet. Hebrews 11:3, and let me read it for you in the King Jimmy. Hebrews 11:3 says, Through faith, we understand that the worlds, plural, more than one, was framed. That's ether. Hold. A frame, when you put a picture in a frame, what does the picture frame do? It holds the picture. Let me say that again. I don't know if you got that. The word ether, again, is the fabric, is the foundation that holds the planetary system, and it holds you in it. You are held captive against your will. If you don't, people tell me they got free will. Really? If you got free will, let me see you fly off this planet, and then you come back and tell me what you saw. You got free will, right? You can do anything you want. That's what the word free will means. Now, you got limited free will. We all do. Let's be crystal clear on the terms that we use. Otherwise, we create the wrong worlds. So I major in terms. That's all I do all day is break down the definitions of the words that we use. So Hebrews 11 tells me that this harmonious arrangement, it has a frame. Something supports this system. And it says that this world was framed by the word of God. We got a problem. It does not say which God. You say, well, brother, I don't understand what you're saying, man. Well, we talked about this on yesterday's show. I listed at least 10 other gods that's found in Judges chapter 11, verse 3. Now, there's a pantheon. There's a plethora of other gods that your Bible says that, again, Abraham's father worshipped. As you guys know, I only study history before 1611. After 1611, everything, all the books were burned, and they rewrote them, and then they regurgitated them to you. Why did they burn all the books? What about when Napoleon invaded Egypt, and he burned all the books in Alexandria? What about during the Salem witch hunt, when they put all the witches together and they burned them at the stake alive with their books? And then they rewrote the books and gave them to you. So I don't read regurgitated books. I go back to the original books. I recommend you do the same thing, because what you will find will be a little shocking. Because we see something, brothers and sisters, exactly like it says in the regurgitated book. It says that you have inherited lies. The Father himself says of the Old Testament, so you call yourself wise. In the New Testament, it says, bring all your wise men, bring them here. Let me chop them down to size. The New Testament says, where are the wise men? God is, if you think you're smart, God wants to challenge you. And so he can show you, remember what he told Job? When Job questioned God, Job told him, where were you when I spun the heavens and created the stars? I don't remember consulting you, Job. The Bible says that God has the right to make vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor. He also says, does the clay have the right to say to the potter, make me thus? God doesn't consult you on matters of spiritual things. And so we got to make sure that we come correct. Because we're coming from a position, that's what the Bible says, suffer not little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. You are a child in the celestial world, brother. All are. And so with that understanding, we come seeking knowledge. But more than just knowledge, understanding. That's how I approach the throne. Father, I believe, help my unbelief. He said, sit down, son, let me break it down for you. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So I'm a metaphysician. That makes sense to me. I only deal with things that you can't see, that produce things that you do see. So you say, brother, I got this, a bad relationship. Okay, let's deal with the things that you can't see. You say, no, brother, you understand. I want to focus on this bad relationship. Okay, the way I solve physical problems is with spiritual stuff, because that's what God said to do. So if we look at Hebrews 11:3 in the New Living Translation, Hebrews 11:3 in the New Living Translation says, by faith we understand the entire universe was formed. The entire universe was formed. The entire universe was formed at God's command. That what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. Everything that you see came from stuff that you can't see. Let me say it again. Everything that you see came from stuff that you can't see. So if you want to affect what you see, You got to deal with stuff that you can't see. Okay, that makes perfect sense to me. That's how my brain works. My brain lives in the invisible realm. Sometimes I'm so spiritually minded, I'm no earthly good. Because my head is always in the clouds. I'm always dealing with metaphysical stuff. And that gets me in a lot of trouble. Because, see, unfortunately, you can't pay bills with metaphysical money. I tried it. CPS, the water company, you know, they don't take metaphysical dollars. They need physical dollars. So you have to transfer, you have to monetize this metaphysicalness into physicality. That's what God did. And so when we talk about that, everything that we see came from something that we can't see. So what is it that we can't see? Ether. So the next question is, that should be burning in your brain is, what is ether? Well, thankfully, we know. Now, what I need you to do is I need you to think outside of the box. If you go outside and look up into the stars, you see the universe. It is an infinite wonder. The stars, the planets, the atomic structure, the atoms, the molecules, the protons, the neutrons, the electrons, the structure of the planets, they rotate around a nuclei, a nucleus. Every blood cell in your body is the exact carbon copy of the universe. Let me say it again. Every cell in your body is a mini universe. Let me say that again. Every cell. Now, you got 100 quadrillion. That's not even a word. It's a plethora. You can't even count it, of cells in your body. So you are a, I don't know what the word that goes, is it cosmos, then galaxy, or galaxy, then cosmos, whatever it is, you're that. So you are the God, little g, of your own system. Every blood cell in your body is looking to you to put something in your tongue, on your tongue, that can be nourishment to that universe. The same way you look to God to do something for you, your body is looking to you to do something for it. So what kind of a God are you? Are you a good, do you put good things in your mouth? Or do you breathe good air? Do you get good sleep? Do you go for a jog every once in a while? How, what type of a creator are you? So you do know that you are a co-creator with the creator. You are a mini version of a bigger version. You are the micro of the macro. You do know that, right? So if I want to look, if I want to know God, I just got to know myself. The Bible says that the kingdom of God is within. All of the ancient text says that if you look for the kingdom outside of yourself, whatever you look for precedes you to the kingdom. One of the greatest mistakes, and I say this all the time, I don't pray to God, I pray as God. Now that's a cookie blower right there. That'll destroy your theology. Let me say it again. Stop praying to God, start praying as God. Next question, how does God pray? Why does God pray? Answer, God doesn't. So why are you? Since God has already given you everything that you need for life and godliness. That's in the scriptures, by the way. Now, either you believe it or you don't. If you don't believe it, then you go into God for something that you already have, but you can't see it. So go correct. Tell the Father, Father, I believe. Remember the centurion, he told him, no greater faith have I ever seen. Because the centurion told him, just say the word. You don't even have to go to my child. Just say the word and my child will be healed. He said, hold up, who are you? No greater faith have I seen. Because he knew who Yahushua was. He knew that the daughter wasn't sick. He knew that the way that he was perspective, the way that he was perceiving the reality was flawed. That ether was flawed. So faith, brothers and sisters, is the ether. Let me say that again. The Bible says it this way. Faith is the substance. What is substance? Of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. So God is the substance. What do I mean? The atomic structure of atoms and molecules, according to every physicist on the planet. You know, every scientist and physicist, this is why I love physics. Atoms contain mostly empty, vast, or what they call the void. It's just empty space. Atoms, again, are basically units of energy. They don't know how, where, or when. All they know is consisted of quarks and what they call leptons and mesons and neutrinos. All of these are subatomic particles. Now, that really doesn't mean anything to anybody unless you're in the physics. But what happens is on a subatomic energy entity level, the character and nature of the subatomic particles function differently than the atomic particles. In other words, the invisible realm of quantum physics, they call it spooky science. The visible realm of quantum physics functions differently than the visual realm, visual world. In other words, faith functions differently than fear. What does faith do? Faith happens instantly. In the subatomic particle world, you separate particles. You put one in New York and one in L.A. Whatever you do to the one in L.A. happens instantaneously to the one in New York. Let me say it again, scientifically proven. This is really, really, if you could wrap your brain around this, this will change your life. The reason why you're on Earth is so that way you can learn how to be a co-creator. I can't say little g because that blow your cookies. So, but the Bible says in the book of Psalms, know ye not that ye are gods. I mean, that's what your Bible says. That's not what I said. But, again, I know that that's a little tough for you to swallow at this point. So I digress. Let's just say that you are co-creator. Now, as a co-creator, what happens in the subatomic realm happens instantaneously. What happens in the atomic realm, it has to go through the Luciferian air or ether before it manifests. So Lucifer, again, slows down light. He manipulates it before it gets to its destination. Let me say it again. So actually, he's kind of doing you a favor. Because let's say you have a thought of cancer. In the subatomic world, cancer appears in your body instantly. Let's say you got a fear of tigers. In the subatomic world, tigers appear instantly. See, in the subatomic world, there is no luciferance. Now, there is a gene called a luciferance gene. It is the light bringer interfering with the light. He's slowing it down. That's what you are. You are a slowed down light beam. That's why I can see you. Speed up like Yahushua did on the Mount of Olives, you transfigure. I can't see you. Your molecules are moving so fast, they poof. Remember Star Trek when they say, beam me up, Scotty. So in Star Trek, they laid all this out for us, but we didn't understand what they were saying. So the subatomic mind instantly picks up on any thought and manifests it on a subatomic level. On the above ground or the atomic level, it takes time, it takes space, it takes mass and matter. Those three attributes does not exist in the celestial ether. There is no time, there is no space, there is no mass, or there is no matter. The Bible says it this way, flesh and blood cannot enter into my kingdom. That's what the Bible says. So your five senses, they can't go where you're going. So let me ask you a question. Since you can't use your five senses in heaven, where do you think they came from when you got here on earth? Let me ask a question again. See, I'm not afraid to ask these questions. A lot of people say, well, brother, you know, come on, man, what are you saying? Let me ask the question again. Good example, procreating. The Bible says at the resurrection, there will be no male or female. There will be no giving in marriage. So that's an earthly function. Everything that we do with our five senses is mass, matter, space, time. It's a terrestrial function. It's not a celestial. You need Luciferian ether for your five senses to work. They don't work in faith. They don't work in the celestial realm. Now, you should be asking yourself, what does that mean? That means you don't rely on your five senses. Your five senses will trick. They will fool. They will con you. Now, they're great. Don't get me wrong. We need them. Otherwise, we're dead men. We're dead women. Now, in my book, the True Divine Plan of God, it's a cookie blower. That book is one of the most dangerous books I've ever written. When you understand the true divine plan of God, it's going to really, really trouble you. But that's okay. Everybody that purchased that book, I'll give you my personal phone number so you can call me after you read it. Because we don't know the divine plan. That's why what God does doesn't make sense. We don't understand. And so once we understand, my brothers and sisters, that there's two ethers, there's two, I guess, types of air. Can we use that word? Even though air is the ether's weighing, ether is really what supports air. And so when we talk about ether, we're talking about, again, what it talks about in the Bible, faith. Now, let's go back and let's read what the Bible says again in faith. In Hebrews 1, it says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. So faith is assurance and conviction. That is the subatomic particles of ether. So the way that you manipulate ether is with assurance and conviction. Those two words, again, are life changers, assurance and conviction. Because what does that mean? When I say assurance and I say conviction, what am I saying? Assurance and conviction. When I say assurance and conviction, all I'm saying is that how do you maintain a belief that says, I believe that I can? That's assurance and conviction. Assurance and conviction sees the mountain, and it says unto that mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. Assurance and conviction. That's what subatomical particles are. Subatomical particles respond to assurance and conviction, a.k.a., also known as faith. If you have a faith of the mustard seed, you can say unto that mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, the mountain must go. Faith is assurance and conviction. Faith is assurance and conviction. So that means the ether or the air of God is assurance and conviction. Faith means that I am willing to do. Faith says I'm not quitting. There's no quitting faith. Faith is repetition. Faith is persistence. Faith is determination. Faith is the inability to see doubt. Faith is assurance. Faith is you're so positive that failure, you don't have a plan B. That's faith. If you're doing something, you got a plan B, that's not faith. Faith is there is no tree of knowledge of good and evil. Faith is there's only a tree of life. That is, again, now remember we're talking about the ether, the fabric of the universe in the celestial realm. This is the true fabric, unless you're talking to the Luciferians who believe that both fabrics, the Luciferian fabric or ether, and the God or the good fabric, which is assurance and conviction, are both, again, the same entity, which is a lesser God. Now, I tackle that demon a little later. But for now, I just want you to know, when you get to the higher realms, they're going to test you. They're going to come to you, and they're going to tell you, oh, well, the God that you serve plays both sides of the fence. Look, he's a god of war. He's a god. He's a storm god. Look what he did in the Old Testament. He mowed down and he killed people. He said he killed women, animals, grass, trees, everything. See, they don't know that the reason God said that was because they was genetically manipulated. But you got to have an answer to everyone who questions your faith. That's scriptural too. And so this ether gives you the answer to every question that you encounter. Why? Because it is assurance and conviction. That's the word faith. So it is the most powerful ether. It is more powerful than the Luciferian ether. Why? Because, again, Lucifer uses vibration to manipulate faith. God uses faith to manipulate vibration or thought. Again, Lucifer uses vibration to change the word. God uses the word to change vibration. So which system do you have? Lucifer uses fear to manipulate faith. God uses faith to annihilate fear. Again, which system do you have? It is the under, over, and understand that there are two types of ethers on the planet. And now remember, it is the frame, just like your picture frame. A frame holds the picture in place. So you are held on earth by gravity. That's Luciferian. You're held on earth by hexagon. That's Luciferian. You're held on earth by a octagon and a pentagon, or a pentagram, I should say. Those are all Luciferian. You're held on earth by lines or triangles. So to be freed, you need circles or celestial. So the celestial is the ether that says it operates on a subatomic particle level, the invisible subatomic particles, meaning that whatever you do to one particle happens instantaneously to another particle, regardless of where it is located at, anywhere in the universe. Anywhere in the universe. So let's continue. The atomic functions according to the laws of particle physics and even the laws of quantum mechanics and quantum physics is that there is a dynamic relationship between the molecule that is being expressed and the molecule that is not expressed, or what they call a microcosmos. That means intention. In layman's terms, your intention controls particles. In more basic terms, whatever, not what you think, but your intention. If your intentions while you're listening to me talk is to find flaws in my theology, that controls the sound that you hear, so that way you only hear what you perceive as a flaw in my theology. In other words, your intention irritates the particles so that way they match your frequency. Let me say it again. The Luciferian system works this way. It changes light. It slows it down. Now remember, God's system uses conviction and assurance, what we call faith. That is the true ether that you should be living in right now. But none of us live in that ether. None of us have conviction, and none of us have assurance. We got hope, we got a dream, we got a wish, we got an idea. We don't have a knowing. And so until you get to a place where you know, you don't wish, you don't hope, you don't dream, you know. You are making yourself susceptible, because the world that we live in, according to the scripture, the celestial ether only responds to knowing, conviction, and assurance. It doesn't respond where I think, no. If you say unto that mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, the mountain has to respond. Because why? Faith moves mountains. But we don't know what faith is. Because why? It is not on this system. This system is based upon Luciferian ether. We're talking about the system that's in heaven. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed would be thy name. Thy kingdom, which is a system, come. Thy will, which is intention, come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. When you bring the intention of heaven to earth, it changes the molecular structure of earth. But there's nobody doing it, because nobody knows the will that's in heaven. That's inside of my book, The Divine Plan. Now, inside of that book, when I do that show on the divine plan where I break down what's inside of the book, one of the most dangerous shows, I may do it tomorrow. Still praying about it, because that's going to be a really tough pill for most people to swallow, because we've been lied to. We don't know what the divine plan. Because if you don't know the plan of God, you can't do the will of God. You ever join an organization, you don't know the plan of the organization? You know the mission statement, but what's the plan? Oh, you know, like my plan is, I mean, my mission statement, reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify. That's the mission. That's my elevator speech. You catch me in the elevator, say, hey, Brother Will, what do? I reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify. I inspire, inform, and influence. I express, expose, and I expand the word of God. That's my elevator speech. Okay, that's great. What's your plan? How are you going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify? How are you going to express, expose, expand? How are you going to inspire, inform, and influence? Ah, now we're getting somewhere. What's your plan? What's my plan to implement my mission? See, what's God's mission, God's plan? His plan is, or his mission statement, I wish above all that none should perish and that all should come into the knowledge. Okay, how are we going to do that, God? How are we going to ensure none perish and that all come into the knowledge? How are we going to do that? Ah, yeah, now we've got a problem. Because nobody knows the true divine plan, because it's based upon divine ether. It's not based upon Luciferian that we talked about yesterday. Because remember, according to science, every quantum physicist, every person who knows anything about physics, they know that there is a fabric that slows down. It's called the atomic drag. That's what gravity is. So gravity is not your friend. Gravity traps you here, and it keeps you here. Your body is not your friend. Your body traps you here and keeps you here. Your blood cells are not your friend. Your blood cells are cells. You ever go to prison? They put inmates inside of a cell. Why? To keep them in, and also to keep some other people out. If you really examine this system, as we talked about yesterday, it is a solar system. It is a solar system. It is a solar system. It is a soul lure. It's a system that lures your soul. Why somebody luring you here to this planned net? A planet. There's a plan that has a net. Now, I talk about this on a lot of shows, so I won't bore you by going further down the rabbit trail. But it's important that you understand, because this does not use God's ether or God's air. So we got to use God's air. Now, according to science, when you use God's air, you put a molecule in New York. You put a molecule in L.A. Stimulate the molecule in New York. The molecule in L.A. stimulates at the same time, instantaneously. Why? It is outside of time. It is outside of space. It is outside of mass or matter. But we got a problem, because you are inside of time. You are inside of space. You are inside of mass or matter. So we got to get you out. How do we do that? That is the divine plan. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. I warn you in advance, tomorrow's show is not for new believers. Anybody under 18 cannot listen to tomorrow's show, please. It is too dangerous to your belief system. Because if you understand what Hebrews 11 is saying, let's read it again, Hebrews 11, 1. Now faith is the assurance. Let's read it in the King Jimmy. Now again, this is faith-based ether. It overrides Luciferian ether. Why? Luciferian ether, light is emitted. It goes through, again, waveform duality, or what they call wave conjugation. What does it do? It slows down light. It bends light. It manipulates light, because it's a prism. That's a prism. So it's a PRISM. A prism fractures and departmentalizes light. That's what Luciferian ether is. We talked about that on yesterday, so I explained it inside of my book, Luminescence, or Lumiference Ether. Now, tonight we're talking about the good ether, the God ether. There is no interference. So you have a thought, bam, it manifested instantly. So what if you was not in Lucifer's system right now? So this is your training ground to be a responsible creator. What does that mean? As I mentioned earlier, you have a thought in God's system, bam, it manifested instantly. That's very dangerous. Why? We got a lot of people who have a lot of bad thoughts. And so until we learn how to use this thought, Hebrews 11:1, King James, Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. New Living Translation, Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about things we cannot see. So faith is the ether of heaven. What is faith? Faith is confidence and assurance. What are those two things? Confidence says this: I believe that I can. That's confidence. In fact, confidence states, I know that I can. Confidence states, I have the thing that I say. Confidence. That's faith. That's tough. It doesn't exist on the planet, but exists, again, in the celestial realm. Because why? A New Living Translation. Faith is the confidence. That's why you say it to that mountain, be thou removed and be cast, if you have the faith of a mustard seed. Because in the celestial realm, faith is instantaneous. Faith is the substance. What is substance? Ether. So the ether is substance. The substance is faith. What is faith? Confidence and assurance. So if you got confidence and you got assurance, that is divine ether. That takes you outside of the three immutable laws of this universe, mass, music, and language, or the hexagon, the hexagram, and the hexachord. the triune hex. So how do you basically elevate yourself outside of this Luciferian ether? Well, you got to prove that through repetition and through persistence and through what I call self-talk that you are a responsible creator. Let me say that again. Do you really think God is going to trust you with creation? You could be creating something and then you have one doubt that, oh, man, I don't know if it's going to work. Ooh, your entire creation is gone. Because remember, in the celestial realm, thought instantaneous. Think tiger, boom, tiger appear. On the Luciferian realm, think tiger, it takes weeks, months, years for tiger to appear. Why? You got to go get it. You got to put out a plan. You got to drive to Africa. You got to catch it. You got to do all this stuff. It's designed or it's allowed to be designed that way. So that way you can learn how to operate as a co-creator with the creator. That's why the Father has allowed this system to stay in place for 7 days or 7,000 years. Because one day is a 1,000 years, 1,000 years is one day. So what the enemy meant for evil, God is using for good. The enemy meant to use this area, this place, to trap you here permanently. God is using it here to train you here temporarily. Let me say that again. The enemy designed this system to trap light beings here permanently. God allowed the system so that way he can train light beings temporarily. If you understand the divine plan, you won't be mad at the system. You will use the system, again, to bring about good. Now, I lose a lot of people because people say, well, come on, brother, what are you saying? You give me a license to sin? Because I tell you, I have no morality issue. Everybody else do. I don't. Because I understand what morality is. It is designed to teach me not and how to oscillate or vibrate. So you keep running up against that brick wall. Now, if you was operating God's system, the moment that you made that decision, it is instant and it's permanent. You can't afford to make that mistake in the celestial realm. So you come down here. This is your training ground. So this is a training ground for spiritual giants. So you're a spiritual baby. That's why you're here. You got your spirit. You're learning how to co-create it because you come down here and you say, I want a new car. Then you go work like a slave, work like a dog. You get that brand new car and you're like, I don't want the car. No, actually, I wanted a boat. So you go back out there and you work like a slave. You do all of this stuff. You go through the Luciferian system and you get the boat. After you get it, oh, man, I don't want the boat. You don't know what you want. So God sent you down here to find purpose. Because you had it, but you lost it. Well, how did you lose it? The same way Lucifer lost his. How did Lucifer lose his? I love the way it says it in the Apocrypha of John. Now, I have that chapter inside of my book, The Cosmic Rapture. It says that it wasn't the act. It was said that God knew Lucifer's intention. He said that he pondered. Oh, I love that word. So Lucifer got bounced out of heaven before pondering. That's why when Lucifer said, okay, if you look at another woman, you've already done the act. God don't. We hung up on morality. I never look at what you do. I look at why you do it. I'm a metaphysician. I don't deal with the physical. I deal with the metaphysical. Before the physical act happened, what took place? A thought you pondered. So this is a training ground for pondering. You're learning how to ponder down here. That's the reason why you're here. This is a practice ground for ponderers. And if you could understand that, then you won't be trying to fight the system. You won't be mad at the system. You won't be angry because you understand that with the devil meant for evil, God has turned around and he's using it for your good. Count it all joy. When, not if. When, not if. When, not if you fall. You're going to fall, brother. And you get mad and you're angry because you fall. You should be happy. You should be happy you fail. Why? You just learned one thing not to do when it comes to creating. Pondering. So Lucifer pondered in his heart. He says that I got, now remember, like you, he had a job. You have purpose. That's why you are on the planet. You know that it's impossible to be on earth unless you violate a celestial law in heaven. Now I know this is contrary to your theology, but earth is a prism planet. It's a prism planet. You know that when you shine white light through a prism, it produces color? Spectrum? Have you ever looked at the definition of the word spectrum? Now, we talked about it yesterday. There is no spectrum in heaven. What is spectrum? Now, again, please follow me because we're talking about the difference between God's ether, celestial, and Lucifer's ether, terrestrial. One uses circles, the other uses lines. You will find everything on this earth is based upon sacred geometry, angles, math, algebra, Luciferian. Now, I know that's contrary to your belief system. I digress. Let's go to dictionary.com. Dictionary.com, spectrum, an array of entities. Hold up, time out. Now, we could stop there. And I could preach for about, I could talk for a good 3 or 4 hours. An array of entities. So we shine in light and we get an array of entities? What? Now, we live in the electromagnetic spectrum. So we live in a world that has an array of an electromagnetic entities. There are so many of them, in fact, God has to limit your perspective. You can only see less than 10% of them. So what's the other 90%? Now, some people say it's 99%. You can only perceive 1%. So, again, the word spectrum means band or series of colors. Oh, yeah, we got a problem. Why? You are a colored man. What does that mean? Hue man. You ever look at the definition of the word hue man? Now, you do know hue, H-U-E, means color, right? Man means being or existence. So you are a spectrum entity because you were shined through a light and then they trap you or put you inside of a prism or a prison, P-R-I-S-O-N. Now, we know what a prism is. It's a place that to hold convicts. Oh, wow. What is faith? Conviction. So you've been convicted of having no assurance. So you're here. Now, is there enough evidence to convict you of having assurance? I'm just asking a question. So if I followed you around with a hidden camera, is there enough evidence in your life to convict you of being a child of God? I'm just asking the question. Is there enough evidence to convict you of being you? Now, I'm a teacher. So if you follow me around for 24 hours, is there enough evidence to convict me of being not only a teacher, but a master teacher? Not a master teacher, a master teacher 33. A master teacher 33 is Christ consciousness manifested on earth. A master teacher 33, that means that my level of devotion and commitment is Christ-like. So my love, you know what gets me in trouble all the time? Oh, man, I get in trouble every day. Love too much. I want to give. I want to help everybody. I want to bring home every stray dog. I want to save the whales. I want to go plant trees. Why? That's my path. That's my spectrum. But spectrum also means another thing, brothers and sisters. Spectrum means an apparition. It means an appearance or an image. It is a group of colors. It is a beam of colors formed from a beam of light. Now, Yahushua is light. He didn't create it. He is it. And so when we're talking about the true, again, ether, it is based upon confidence and assurance. So if you don't have either one of those, you got to live in the Luciferian until you get it. That's why you're here. You're here to learn how to live in heaven, because you're not qualified to live there now. Why? You don't have no conviction and you don't have no assurance. Now, the question you should be asking yourself is conviction in what, brother? Assurance of what? Conviction of myself? That's Luciferian. Absolutely. So the question that should be burning in your brain, brothers and sisters, is when Lucifer was bounced out of heaven because he pondered about something that was not his. The Bible says in James chapter 3, verse 17, 18, somewhere in there, where there is bitter envy and self-seeking, there is confusion in every evil work. Brothers and sisters, everybody listening to this show, we are all guilty of self-promoting. It's called electionism. Now, again, in order to be on planet Earth, you got convicted of not having commitment, conviction. There's not enough evidence. The celestial watchers was watching you. There was not enough evidence in your life, in your celestial life, for you to stay. You had no conviction. You had no assurance. You was lukewarm. The God, Bible says you better be hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, I'm spitting you out. So we got kicked out. Why did we get kicked out? Now, all of this inside of my book, again, my prior existence. Now, most people draw from the book, ancient text called the Sea of Forgiveness. Now, in this text, they said that you have a cleft. That's proof of your, now, this is a little deep. You are, the angels touch or hit you on your lip when you go into your mother's womb to come to earth because of the celestial. Now, remember, this is a legal court. There was legal, the cosmogrator has legal jurisdiction over you, and you got to get it back. The way you get it back is by finding your purpose and fulfilling it, by aligning with your purpose and stop doing James 3. What is James 3? Oh, man, I know this one by heart. I've done it so many times. There is a power that does not come from above. It is earthly, sensual, and demonic. The power that comes from above is first pure. That word first in the Greek means phos. It means photon in English. A photon is a package of light. But Yahushua is a light bender. He's a light bearer. He's a light manipulator. That's the same definition of the word that we talked about yesterday that science says that is the atmosphere of this earth. It's called a luminiferous ether. So this term that science has used explains exactly what the Bible says. So when we read in the book of Daniel, when it says the prince of Persia, Lucifer, Daniel prayed, his prayer was answered instantly. But it took 21 days. Why do you think they say it takes 21 days to create a habit? It takes another 21 days to turn that habit into a lifestyle. It takes another 21 days to turn a lifestyle into a destiny. Why 21? Read the book of Daniel. It explains it for you. My brothers and my sisters, the Father of Light, which is what I really want to talk about, that destroys James 3. Now, the Father of Lights, brothers and sisters, is, that is a five-hour study in itself. Let me simply say that the basic elementary function of all energy units, which you are, based upon a subatomic level, again, a celestial level, is that every energy action is oscillating or vibrating. It produces a sine wave curve or a cyclical pattern of positive and negative energy. Every thought is an energy pulse. It is a on-off, into infinity. What does that mean? Layman's term. You have a thought. The thought, the Bible says, bring every thought into captivity and see if it is of God. But you don't do that. You have a thought of evil. I hate my neighbor. The Bible says you're supposed to love your neighbor as yourself, but man, you don't do that. So you have that thought. So that thought sends out on a subatomic level. That's your intent. Now remember, the Luciferian agenda says this. Your intention vibrates and creates mass of matter. You are programmable matter. That's what your brain is. You've been programmed. Now, I know you think your thoughts are your own. That's okay. That's another study for another time. But you've been programmed by your environment, by your mother, by your father, by your teachers, by your books. You are a regurgitating. We're all good parrots. Polly want a cracker. If we're going to say that if that's what we've been programmed. Change the program. Polly want two crackers. We all been programmed. But it's okay. Because guess what? We can rewrite the script. I know how. I rewrote mine. You can rewrite your script. So now I broke down that sine waves, S-I-N-E, is sin waves. So sine, S-I-N-E, is a cyclical pattern of sin. If you watch your life, you do the same thing over and over again. Just I don't know if you've done that. I've broken down my life month by month. I know what I'm going to do before I do it. So, excuse me, I prepare in advance to break the cycle because it's cyclical. It's a sine wave. Now, you do know a sine wave has a line going down the middle of it. So you go up and then you go down. And you go above the line and then you go below the line. You ever heard of the straight and narrow? Well, you're not walking the straight and narrow. The straight and narrow is that line down the middle of the sine wave. But you go above it and you go below it. You go above it, it looks like a snake. You ever look at it? Now, you can go to Google and type in sine wave. And look at how the sine wave look. That's what we do. That's how we live our life. We live our life. It is a alternating current. It is like day and night. It is yin and yang. It is up, down, left, right, happy, happy, sad, fat, skinny, duality. That's how we live. Duality, again, is a Luciferian system. Why? Sound and symbols that manipulate the word. Now, the term word, again, is a symbol when it comes to cyclical energy or entities. That means when God spoke, it was an expressed thought. It is a silent intent. The world that we live in, the world is designed according to Hebrews 11:3. We just read it. The word is designed or framed by spoken thought, which is unexpressed intent. And so God says that faith changes intent. Lucifer says that that intent manifests faith or reality. So if we understand what that says, what that means, it is simply another way of saying that now we must live our life as an expression of God's energy, God's frequency, God's word, God's intent. Because our intent is found in James chapter 3. Our intent is to do what the Luciferians say do. That is, again, Luciferian ether. We don't want that. We want biblical ether. We want the good ether. What is the good ether? In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. But the Word has been manipulated. Ah, so we don't use the letter of the law. We go by the spirit of the law. The letter kills, but the spirit gives. So therefore, we read it and we say, Father, what is your intent when you wrote it? If you do that, you can't go wrong. Why? The Bible says that the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you into all truth. So that is an underlying fabric that you got to make a choice today. Now, hopefully you listened to part one yesterday. So you know all about the Luciferian. Now, again, this is scientifically proven. This isn't theory. This isn't my opinion. This isn't something I read of a book. This is scientific fact. Now, what does that mean? That means that there is an underlying fabric that they call the dark ether. Science calls it the vacuum. Some people call it, as what I refer to it, again, according to the original text, the original definition, and don't take my word for it. Again, you can go to dictionary.com or go to YouTube, go to Google, whatever your favorite search engine is, and type in the word lumiferance that we talked about, luminiferance. I know I was butchering it, but luminiferance. Luminiferance, spelled L-U-M-I-N-I-F-E-R-O-U-S. We talked 2 hours, well, an hour and a half last night. That is, again, how Lucifer manipulates sound with matter. Let me ask you a question. Is there any matter in heaven? Let me ask you another question. How does God communicate? Let me ask you another question. Does God have a voice box? So does God speak with an audible voice? Now, again, you got to think about that because sound works by manipulating mass or matter. The world that we live in is based upon sound and symbols. There is no sound and no symbols of where you came from. So you need your five senses. So the question is, if you need them down here, but you don't need them up there where you came from, When you got here, it's like who gave them to you? So are your five senses a celestial creation, or are your five senses a linear manipulation? I'm just asking the question. You might want to ponder those things. Because a lot of people believe that those things are celestial things. So they go to God. Now remember, the Bible says God is spirit. Those that worship him, the word worship means work for. Those that work for him must work for him, must worship him in spirit and in truth. You didn't say nothing about no demonstration. Now, you do know the word. You ever looked at the word demonstration? I'm just asking the question. You ever looked at the definition of the word demonstration? So you are animated, right? We all are animated. The question is, by whom? By what? What ruling disposition? What spirit is animating you to move your limbs, to demonstrate, to be demonstrative? Okay? And is that biblical? Since flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven, you're not taking whatever this. Now, we don't know what we shall be, but we know we shall be like him. We're going to have a glorified body. And we're going to live on a different type of system. It's going to be a celestial ether system. Let me visualize it another way. If you go out and if you look at the sky, and if you imagine that the sky is God's brain, and you are a blood vessel inside of God's vein, God's body. Now the Bible says that there are many members in one body. There's one head. Christ is the head. And we are the body. We're all members. So what I'm saying is actually biblical theory. Now, let me say that again. Just imagine that when you look outside right now, all of the celestial realm, what you are looking at is the mind of God. You are inside of God's brain. And so what we are observing is the activity. You are looking at the divine spark when you look up into the skies. This is what is called, again, the celestial realm. Now, for most people, that's tough because of astrology. Again, you got to understand the difference between Babylonian astrology, which is what we got today, and real biblical alphanumerics and theomathematics, which is what I'm talking about. Then you start to see exactly what the scripture says. In the book of, what is this? In the book of Genesis, when it says, and then God said, let there be light, and the firmaments, and he made the heavens, and so on and so forth. And then down, which is what we read in Hebrews 11:3, when it says, by faith, we understand that the worlds were created by the word of God, so that what is seen was made from things which are not seen, which is simply saying, by knowing, we understand our reality is created by vibrational entities or energies that come from God, so that what we see really is made up of invisible energies or entities. That's what Hebrews 11:3. That is biblical ether. That is good ether. That is God's ether. That is God's creative process to produce what is seen from stuff that is unseen. Now, the cosmographer wants to deceive. He wants to lie. He wants to manipulate. So he manipulates vibrational energies or entities to create an illusion. If it vibrates, it's an illusion. If it's still, it is real. And so our job is to remember that the celestial realm, the father of light, is just like our brain. Now, this is tough. I'm going to mention this, and we're getting ready to wrap this up. Please follow me. Go to Google if you're at home. If you're on Google, click on images, type in human brain. If you look at the human brain, you will see that it is triune. There is three brains. There is the neocortex. There's the paleocortex. And there is the reptile or the reptilian cortex. Please, this is really important. Now, neocortex, the letters N-E-O, turn them around, is O-N-E, one. the one cortex. Now, according to science, when you oscillate or when you're in a state of fear, you activate or the amygdala and the hypothalamus join together and create adrenaline, and it disconnects the neocortex. It activates the reptile or the reptilian cortex, and you are in fight or flight. You are in survival mode, but only in a state of fear. You got to follow me. So God, the Father of lights, is the furthest of the lights that we can see. So the first light realm that we see is a paleo. Paleo means old. Neo means new. Reptile means snake, a reptilian. So the star system or the atmosphere, the ionosphere, the stratosphere that's around our Earth represents the brain of God. The Earth is the reptilian part of the brain. The paleo part is the atmosphere, if you want to use that term. And the space, the outer space, is the neocortex. Now, we are blood cells inside the body of Christ. That's why there is over 200 scriptures that tell you to be in Christ. So let me make sure that we're crystal clear. God is asking you, he said 200 plus times, be in Christ. But you want to be outside of Christ. So what happens if you now don't do this, you poke your thumb. You prick your finger and you squeeze out a drop of blood and it goes outside of your body. What happens to the blood? It dries up and dies. So if you are a blood cell inside of the body of Christ and you go outside of the Christ, after the scripture has asked you 200 plus times, please stay in Christ. Because when the Father looks down, he sees the Son. As long as you are inside the Son, you're good. But when you go outside of the Son, you're dead. Why? Can't protect you out there. It's a harsh environment. Same thing with your blood. If you spill human blood, when it hits the semen, it withers up, it dries up and dies. So you are, again, a micro of the macro. So, again, note tesum, a Latin phrase which means to know thyself. So if you know thyself, again, the scripture says that the kingdom of God is within. So if you can understand that one ideal, that the kingdom of God is within, everything that we are discussing tonight will make crystal clear sense. Because you over and understand, we start off, we said that faith, again, manipulates and controls thought on the biblical system. In the Luciferian system, thought manipulates or controls fear. On a biblical system, faith controls fear. On a Luciferian system, fear controls faith. So you got to choose here this day, which system are you going to use, what ether, what air are you going to breathe? Because there's two systems. Now, we're going to break down the two-system error theory. That means both systems are flawed. Again, that's another study for another time. You definitely want to tune in for these 7 p.m. shows because we got to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify all of these questions so that way you make sure that you're serving the right flame because there are twin flames. Now, inside of my book, The Twin Flames, 499 books, it breaks down the twin Christ. Because in the ancient text, Judas is Yahushua's brother. That's why he told Judas what you must do, brother, do quickly. Because Judas actually did him a favor. Now, that's another study for another time. I'm going to break it down. Don't blow your cookies yet. Don't disconnect. I got history on my side. I got biology. I got a lot of texts. But we got to break down the difference between all of the ancient texts that talk about Christos and all of the new texts, Greek texts, that talks about Christos. So which toss you got, brother? You got the right one? We got to make sure that we understand what is Judeo-Masonry. You don't know that most Masons are Judeo-Christians? What is Judaism and the Judaic or the Judaic Talmud? And do you understand what Judaism is? What is salvation through light, knowledge, or salvation through Christ, life? So you're eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But you're good, so you believe you're going and you're doing right. But you're eating from the same tree because good and evil was both on one tree. What about the tree of life? Oh, nobody's eating from that tree. Okay, Houston, we got a problem. We are eating from the wrong tree. But how do we eat from the tree of life? That's the divine plan. So Yahushua came and he showed you what to do. But the powers that be manipulated what he did. So we got to go to stuff that was written before 1611. We got to say, okay, what did Yahushua do? Whatever he did, we want to vibrate on that frequency. Why? That is the frequency that uses faith-based ether, that uses conviction and assurance. Okay, I don't have no conviction because I don't know what to be convicted to. Now, conviction simply means that you can be convicted. It means con. Now, a convict is somebody who has been convicted of a crime. So can I convict you of the crime of being a believer? Oh, there's not enough evidence in your repertoire to convict you of a crime of being a believer. I'm sorry. I've been following you around with my secret camera, and you've been lying, stealing, whoremongering, doing all of this stuff. Now, in your defense, you know, you make an appearance on Sunday mornings, but I'm sorry. Your Honor, there is not enough evidence to convict Jim Bob of being a good Cretan. Therefore, he got to go. The word conviction, brothers and sisters, this is, again, the fabric of the celestial realm. So if you want to be a part of that celestial realm, you want to operate in this fabric. You don't want to operate in a Luciferian fabric that slows down and divides you into a spectrum of mental entities. That's why you got schizophrenia and mental dis-ease. Your mind is uneasy because it's been divided by this spectrum called the ether of the Luciferian. We need biblical or faith-based ether that says, I have conviction and assurance. Now, conviction means fixed and firm belief. Oh, man. Houston, we have a problem. What's the problem, brother? I got a belief, but it ain't fixed. It surely is not formed. I vacillate back and forth because I don't know what to believe. You know, I believe Yahushua came in the flesh, but then I heard Reverend Dr. Bishop say that he didn't. I believe that the Ruach and the Holy Spirit is real, but I heard the Reverend Dr. Bishop say that you can only get it if you tell it for 48 days and, you know, you walk through the desert and you don't drink no water and you hang upside down at night. So I don't know what to believe. I'm confused. Con, swindled, fused, joining together with many belief systems. Now, see, since I've been where you are, brother, because, see, on January the 1st of 2009, I was curled up in a fetal position, getting ready to exit stage left because I was confused after being a licensed and ordained minister and preaching lies. And then I read in a book that says that God will hold me accountable. He says it's better to tie a noose around my neck and be cast into the sea than it is to leave one of his sheep astray. And I preached in front of hundreds. So God's going to hold me accountable for every word that come out of my mouth. So, yeah, I was a little depressed. But first, I was oppressed. So oppressed is cruel, harsh, unjust treatment. Then that cruel, harsh, unjust treatment, that happened to me when I was a kid. That led to me becoming depressed. Depressed is a lowering of one's mental state. Then after depression, I went to recession. Recession is a voluntary stoppage of normal activity. So since that voluntary stop, it's like when you was in elementary school and you heard the bell ring and you went on recess. You stopped everything that you were doing, but it was voluntary. Nobody said do it. You did it because you wanted to go play. And after recession comes possession. See, I didn't read about it in the book, brother. It happened to me. And then I went to see the doctor and I said, well, we're sorry, brother. You have arrested development disorder. Take this medication. Oh, no. Here's some more, because really, you got bipolar disorder. But your type of bipolar, you got bipolar disorder that we've never seen before. You got bipolar 4. And you got schizophrenia 2. In fact, we might want to keep you here. You're a hazard to yourself and to the community. And so they told me what was wrong, but they didn't tell me how to fix what was wrong. So modern psychology, they can give you a diagnosis. They can tell you, oh, you got cancer. How do you get rid of it? Well, we don't know. Just do a little radiation therapy. Might work, might not. Who knows? So conviction is what you need, brother. Conviction is what you need, but how are you going to get it? The only way that you get conviction, brothers and sisters, is that you stand before the conviction giver. That's the Father of lights. Why? All good gifts come down from the Father of lights. Conviction is a fixed, firm belief. It means a state of being convinced. See, I don't know about you. I talk with a little righteous indignation. Why? I'm convinced. And a demon in hell can change my mind. I'm convinced. The question is, are you? Do you got conviction? Because in order for you to get to where you need to go, you're going to need it. Because that is what's required for you to maintain or for you to operate in the celestial ether. Celestial ether is not wishy-washy. It's not dual nature. You can't flip back and forth. Oh, I'm happy today. I'm sad tomorrow. Oh, I'm fat today. I'm skinny tomorrow. I'm rich today. I'm poor next week. I'm up. I'm down. Left, right. Now, brothers and sisters, that's Luciferian. You got to have a fixed conviction. It must be a strong assurance. Now, conviction and assurance. That word assurance is an interesting word. The word assurance, my brothers, means a positive declaration. So after you have this conviction, spit it out. That's what I'm doing. That's why I do these shows. That's why I got 50 books. That's why these next 50 books I'm writing, if you get 50, this next 10 books, if you get your hands on these 10 books, after you read these 10 books, I can guarantee you, you will have two things. You will have confidence or conviction and assurance. I guarantee you. Now, you're going to be a little shaken. You're going to be a little uneasy at first. But after you read these 10 books that I'm coming out with this year, and I've asked you guys to partner with me at the highest level so that way you can get all 10 of these books. Now, I decided to do these audio shows and go deeper than I was planning on doing so that way you can have access to all of this information just in case you say for whatever reason, well, Brother Will, man, I don't know, man, those books are kind of expensive. Now, if you buy them individually, yeah, they're a little bit more expensive than if you partner with me by paying, again, $400 a month for the next 10 months, give you access to all 10 books. Now, again, these books is information that you can't find on the Internet. These books contain information, again, that was written before 1611. These books will answer every spiritual question that you have. At the end of this year, 2015, there will not be now. You may not accept the answer, but you will have it. And I guarantee you, I've been carrying around this for 20 years. It took me 20 years to accept it, so it might take you a little time. But I guarantee you, if you pray this one prayer, if you say this, Father, I don't know what the truth is. I don't know what your name is. So since you are the Father of Light, you are the incomprehensible. Your name is ineffable. It is unutterable. And it's been watered down. I don't know if it's Yahweh. I don't know if it's Yesway. I don't know if it's Huway. I don't know if it's Yahuwah. I don't know if it's Jehovah. I don't know if it's Jehovah, Wahovah, Ehovah. Okay, I don't know. But since you know me and I don't know you, whatever the truth is, not a truth. If you ask the Father that you want the love of the truth, if you say that, your life will change forever. Now, before you say that, I must warn you that if you really are a truth seeker, what you will find, it will be like it says in the Gospel of Thomas. First, you will be greatly disturbed. After you are disturbed, you're going to marvel. After you marvel, you will reign. That's what it says in the Gospel of Thomas. Those three things happened to me. Now, the first stage took me a long time. I was disturbed, emotionally, mentally disturbed, because everything that I was taught was backwards. Now, I'm going to say this in closing. Everything that you've been taught, turn it around. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, the people in the shadows, they take the truth and they turn it upside down. So turn the truth, flip it. Whatever you've been taught, just flip it. You'll find the truth. Now, that's rough, really rough. You're going to need a system. Now, I went through this cold turkey. It's like going through detox on your own. You ever go through detox on your own? I mean, the first time I detoxed off of sugar, man, I was like a crackhead. I was shaking in the bed. I was shivering. I was sweating. I had severe headache. My tongue felt like it was parched, like I was in a desert, just because I was coming off of sugar. I didn't realize that the same way that they make crack is the same way that they make sugar. It's an addictive drug. So coming off of lies and getting onto the truth, you got to detox off of the lie. It's going to be rough. You might need assistance. That's why I'm here. So my brothers and my sisters, again, I want to thank everyone for joining me on today's show. Again, this was the foundation. Again, I'll talk about this inside of this is the seventh book, if I remember correctly. It's called Celestial Ether, The Father of Light. So in this book, again, I break down the true ether, that the true foundation that supports the world that we live in today. That's, again, above the Luciferian ether. Our three ethers, like there's three layers of the atmosphere, like there's three layers of the brain. Now, based upon your thought level, you can reside in either level. Now, you can design on the lower level where you got the fun fighting and effing. That's all you think about, survival. You can go a little bit higher. That's the paleo. Again, where you move up and you try to get stability. Or you can go to the supreme level, the highest level, and you forget about survival. You forget about basic stability and just maintaining status quo, and you want a one-of-a-kind God. You want the truth, not a truth. Anybody want to go there? Please continue to tune in. My brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. I bless you. His name is Yahuwah. At least that's what we have. May the Son bless you. His name is Yahushua, because the Son always comes in the name of the Father. And may the Ruach, the Son of Part 1, continue to lead you and guide you into all truth. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
It all inside us all. I spoke to Jesus, he gon' lead us through these enemies.